sincerely hope you're enjoying our new format here at Classical 550. Yes, of course, the Toccata in Fugue in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. We're here now to explain why D minor was the scariest key. Musicologist Dan Strauss. Dan?
Because when you played it, it was scary.
That's the kind of insight into music you only get here on Classical 550 KTRS. Also, we were out of other music that sounded scary, and we refused to play Monster Mash. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Here along with Dan Strauss, I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis is running the control board. That's Toccata and Fugue in A major. Anybody knows that.
Yeah. That's a little scary.
By Johann Shannon Bach.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that. Didn't take very long either.
Time now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. If you don't know about the Harris Challenge, it is our topical trivia quiz of the week, the best way to start your weekend. And here's how it works. We're going to give each of our contestants five questions to answer in a 60-second time span. One-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, five-pointer. If you do quick arithmetic, that's a total of 15 points. But our contestants don't need to get all of the points to win. They just have to get 8 points or better, slightly more than half, to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts. They were very popular last week.
Yes, they were.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have a gift card to Peroni's Pizza. Peroni's has great Italian food, and they have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon at M&P, or from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes. There's Paranormal Activity, Bridge of Spies, or The Walk to choose from. And we have, from Family Nuts, which is right here in Westport,
yep,
a free hand-dipped ice cream, or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts. And
this part of the show makes me really hungry.
I know. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all the questions right, we add a bonus prize.
We do. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, that's what you're playing for. Let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Harris Challenge, where contestants like yourself get a unique broadcast opportunity called the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Perhaps you've arranged some commercial endorsement and need the airtime to cash in. Do that if you like, or suck up to the boss, or just shout out to the family. What would you like, Julie?
I just want to shout out to you guys. I love your show.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. Comes spilling out here for you to choose from. I guess we're going to probably have some Halloween-related stuff. But first, of course, it's the category that leads every week. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two. Oh, here we go with Halloween themes. 21st Century Scary Movies. Or you can have the third category, I Want Candy. What'll it be?
I'll take I Want Candy.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Julie, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which came first, Milky Way or Mounds?
Mounds.
Mounds is correct. What Halloween candy was created by the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s?
Good and Plenty?
Candy corn. What kind of candy did Ronald Reagan keep in a jar on his desk in the Oval Office?
Reese's Pieces?
Jelly beans. Within 20 years, when did Tootsie Rolls make their debut?
1912.
It was 1896, so you get the points. Now here's the five-pointer for the win. Halloween is the number one holiday for candy sales. What is the number two holiday for candy sales?
Valentine's Day.
You know what? I would have guessed that, too. Valentine's Day is number three. Easter is number two.
Ah.
Because of all the chocolate bunnies whose heads we all want to bite off. So, Julie, I'm sorry, that plus the cream eggs that my wife will eat any time of the year. Julie, you got the one and the four, and unfortunately that's only 5 points. And if you're a regular listener, you know that if you don't win, you get punished here on the Harris Challenge, sometimes by extraneous Bach music.
Yeah.
But we were thinking, we put our heads together and thought, well, let's do something Halloween-related. What kind of punishment music is there for Halloween? Is there something, I don't know, witches? A lot of women like to dress up as witches at Halloween. And that's when we said, well, if only we had a song about witches sung by a really bad German singer. That's how you end up, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Klaus Nomi.
Sounds good so far.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads. Wrap your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
She's calling me, the book is holding on.
Sing it low.
Let them know that wicked witch is there.
All right, Klaus, that's enough for now. Let me move on to our second contestant on the challenge today. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Joe from Maryland Heights.
Okay. Which category would you like, Joe? Have you been paying attention?
I'm in you guys. I was outside working, getting Halloween ready.
Okay. Joe, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies, or our new third category, names in the news.
Oh, crap.
Wait, let me check. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You can't answer the question somebody already tried.
What's the... repeat them again, please.
Have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies, or names in the news.
Names in the news.
All right, Joe, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
What did Alcides Escobar do to the first pitch he faced in the World Series Tuesday night?
Inside the park home run.
Correct. Who was elected the new Speaker of the House this week?
Paul Ryan.
Correct. Which presidential candidate has called for the federal decriminalization of marijuana this week?
Pass.
Which former Speaker of the House pleaded guilty in federal court this week, facing charges of paying hush money to cover up sexual misconduct and lying about it to the FBI? Here's your five-pointer. Which member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, who is the all-time leading scorer in international soccer history, announced her retirement this week?
Oh, I know that. Darn it. Sorry, I can't get it.
5 seconds. Take a guess at one of them. The soccer player is Abby Wambach. The former Speaker of the House is Dennis Hastert. And the pot-loving presidential candidate is Bernie Sanders. I don't mean to say that he loves pot.
That's my last name.
Well, I don't mean to put it that way. So you're Joe Sanders?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put your name right up here next to the three on the scoreboard, Joe.
All righty, buddy.
And that means don't go anywhere, Joe. Take it like a man.
All right, I'll hang on.
All right, because you have to be punished.
Yeah.
Klaus?
You can sing along.
Where is Klaus? I think he comes back at some point. I'm going to guess right here. Klaus? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm being punished here. There you go.
For a good neighbor.
Okay.
Oh!
Joe, have a happy Halloween. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here's our third contestant now, and that is Mark. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, everybody.
Wow. That was really good, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Like,
I'm going to play the whole game like this, too.
Okay.
Oh, good grief.
Is that Schmeagol and Ren?
Ren and Skippy?
Oh, no, okay, all right, I'll stop.
Sounded a little bit like it might have been Peter Lorre.
Yeah.
I thought the first one was Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings. Maybe.
Or Catch My Precious.
Oh,
is that what it was?
Okay.
That's what I was going for.
All right. Okay. Mark, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies, or So That's Who's Scaring Me So Much?
We'll do the scary movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these unleashed bloodthirsty creatures on a small town in the 2007 movie? Was it The Mist, The Fog, or Bloodstorm?
Let's go with The Fog.
The Mist.
No.
What is the name of the flesh-eating zombie sequel to 28 Days Later?
Is that the one starring Sandra Bullock?
No, that was 28 Days. That was different.
I do not know. Pat.
Okay. Three-pointer. What is the title of the 2012 Chris Hemsworth, Kristen Connolly movie, Blank in the Woods?
Wow. I'm really bad at this.
Fill in the blank there. Blank in the Woods. You want to skip it?
I'll skip it for right now.
What's the name of the movie about people who watched... people who died within a week of watching a VHS tape?
The Ring.
Correct. Because I stumbled, I'm going to give you a shot at the five-pointer here. Because I really don't want to hear Klaus again, and I'm hoping you get this right. According to IMDb, in what 2014 horror movie was a young woman followed by an unnatural supernatural force after getting involved in a sexual encounter?
It Follows.
That is It Follows.
All right.
And by the way, I think it's the plot of 205 other movies that fall into the horror genre. It was Cabin in the Woods was the three-pointer, and after 28 days later, they made 28 weeks later.
Oh, I would say 29 days.
I'm looking forward to 28 fortnights later. That's the next one in the series. You got the four and the five, Mark. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Excellent.
All right, hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I bring in contestant number four. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
I ain't got nothing.
Okay.
After that last guy. How's that?
Have you been paying attention, or So That's Who's Scaring Me So Much?
Let's go, Have I Been Paying Attention, which I really haven't.
Okay. Well, now you get a chance to prove it, Chris, publicly. Yeah. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state was a cop caught on video this week pulling a female student backward in her desk and dragging her out of the classroom?
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
South Carolina. Which country announced this week that it is doubling the amount of children that parents are allowed to have?
Let's say China.
Correct. Instead of one child per family, you can now have two. Which pharmacy company announced that it will buy its rival Rite Aid for $9.4 billion this week?
Let's pass on that one.
NASA's Cassini spacecraft swept through the icy spray emanating from Enceladus, which is a moon of which planet?
Cold moon. Let's go with... Saturn.
Correct. Which country just elected as its new president a comedian named Jimmy Morales?
Paraguay.
Guess at the pharmacy company. You got a better shot at that.
Rexall.
Rexall? Is there still a Rexall drug?
There's a Rexall drug where the Edmonton Oilers play. I know that.
Oh, it is the Rexall Drug Center.
The name of the venue. So.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, this was Walgreens that we needed.
Okay.
Walgreens. And Guatemala has a new president, a comedian named... Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Morales!
Wow!
The comedy stylings of your president! Wow. Of course, we can't really make fun of anybody else's elections, considering the way ours are going. And by the way, that cop who was caught on video pulling the girl in her desk and then dragging her out of there, at that high school today, Spring Valley High School in Richland County, South Carolina, hundreds of students walked out of class and into the school's atrium and demanded that Ben Fields, that deputy, be reinstated. They all like him at the school. They all hated the girl. The kids who walked out today, black and white kids, all feel like Ben Fields got a bad deal in getting fired from his job.
Good for them.
I'm just reporting the news to you, Chris. You got the 2 and the 4 for only 6 points. Oh, no. We got to go back to Klaus and the witch. Okay. Once again, I have to make this public announcement. I'm sorry for the earworm I just put inside your head, which you will not be able to get out of your head all weekend long. Chris, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You want to plug something for a couple of seconds?
Yeah, I'm going to Double D Karaoke, which I own, and selling tequila shots tonight.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Good way to start the Halloween weekend for some people. Your category is another movie category. It's called So That's Who's Scaring Me So Much. You ready, Donna?
Sure.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What terrorizes a town in the movie Arachnophobia?
Spiders.
Correct. What is the name of the guy in the hockey mask in the Friday the 13th movies?
Jason.
Correct. Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Pat.
What character is the evil villain of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Freddy.
Freddy Krueger is right. In what movie did Jack Nicholson break through a door and say, "Here's Johnny"?
I know what it is. I can't think of it. The one up in the hill. Oh, crap. I know what it is. I can't think of it.
We need that or the guy who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. Here's Hannibal.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Oh, Donna.
I know it, so I can see it.
Oh. Everybody in their cars right now are yelling at their radio.
Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. And, well, let me just check with the judges on the Jack Nicholson one. Can we accept the one up on the hill, oh, crap, as an answer?
No, that wasn't even the name of the hotel. It was the Overlook Hotel, wasn't
the
it?
The Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
Yeah.
So, tell you what, Donna, we're going to send you some red rum. You're welcome.
Hello, Mrs. Torrance. Red rum.
Just step right into the bloody hallway.
Are you
going to
get warm from the tequila?
Yeah, you can get the same feeling. Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that means for the fourth time today, I do have to punish you, Donna. Here we go. All right, the witch is dead, and so is the Harris Challenge for this week. Thank you very much for playing, Donna.
You're welcome.
If you want to catch up with previous instances of the Harris Challenge, I've got lots of them on my website, harrisonline.com. If you want to catch up with the next time we play, well, join me here next Friday, about 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.